Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
I was not used to that.
It's a crotch party.
What?
Crotch party.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 9th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. Thompson Price has a showroom in De Pere. I'll tell you how to get there, where it is, what you'll find when you get there, and the website information and all of that. For now, what you need to know until then is just this. Please make sure one of the people you're talking to about remodeling a kitchen or bathroom, make sure at least one has the name Price in the name of the company. Okay? It's that easy. You do that, you'll be talking to the people we want you to talk to. But first,
hey!
All right, I'm going to have to redo the order because we have Tim Woodburn in the room, so I'm going to do a, this means nothing to anybody listening, but a counterclockwise, well, it could paint a picture in your mind of me sitting at the end of the table, then I go counterclockwise. To my right would be Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hi to everybody listening.
Hi to everybody listening.
Then I go around to Dan Strauss, who's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi to Mark and Jason, and if you're thinking about retiring or changing jobs, give Mark and Jason a call and have them check your portfolio out. They are with Stifel Nicolaus, a member SIPC and NYSE. All you have to do is go to
markandjason.com.
Hi, everybody.
Tim Woodburn is our newsman. He's also a private investigator. That's not a joke. That's his actual. We're going to talk about this one day. That is his real business. He does this for a hobby. And who wouldn't want to do this as just a hobby? Tim, say hello to everybody who's AM and the PM.
Hello to everybody who's AM and the PM.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. And Tim and Hebe should talk because Hebe's been our security head for, my goodness, like 30 years. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses hind in.
And Rat Boy has brought in a, it's like I don't know what it is. I hate to insult him. He carved out something, and I can't even tell what it is. What's it made out of?
Cheese.
It's made out of cheese. That's all we know. Would you please give it up for the world's greatest polka orchestra, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. There you go. They deserve a round of applause. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Now, two things we have to teach Tim. There's a thing in the Playhouse where it's where there's no fun left on, and then we all sing
FM.
Because there is no fun on FM. If we could, but it would be too long, we'd say, there's no fun left on FM, and then we say, or any other AM station, but we don't have time to sing all that.
Right.
So we just stay with
too
FM.
Long.
The other thing we do is
hey!
Now, are you able to play?
Yeah, sure.
See, we'll practice it. So we all together in the polka thing, we just go, hey, and you're new to all this. So let's just try it.
Should we do the polka one first? It's quicker to find.
No, we don't need the FM one. There's no fun left on FM. He knows that. Let's just try the polka one here. Any day.
That would really help if I turn the music
time
back up.
There or we go. Day.
Hey!
That's it. He did it. That's it.
Oh, man. I'm on.
Most private investigators wouldn't have been able to do that. That was great. I do want to welcome an advertiser to the show. It's not somebody that I speak for, but I am happy to acknowledge anybody who says, hey, I want to be a part of what is going on over there. And that I mentioned them earlier, Bertarelli Cutlery there on Marconi on the Hill. Wow, have anything ever, can anything sound more Italian than Marconi? Marconi was the radio guy, right? Is he the guy supposed to have invented radio? Wasn't that Marconi?
Yes, so, yeah.
It's a knife sharpening and equipment sharpening place for commercial kitchens, houses. They've done this over 50 years, and it's a terrific family that owns and operates. And you can visit them at BertarelliCutlery.com. Bertarelli is B-E-R-T-A-R-E-L-L-I. Cutlery.com. I, over the years, and we've all probably done this, have bought things that were supposed to be knife sharpening things at home. And it's usually a V-shaped flint, like a stone, and you're supposed to rake the blade.
Right.
It never works. Have you ever done it and had it really be as sharp as when somebody like these people do?
No.
Honestly, I found that the cheaper ones you get, the better that they are. Just a simple plastic handle and the two flints inside.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
They work the best. All these fancy ones, like my mom had an electric one that did it for you. Couldn't figure out how to use it.
Have you
ruined
ever
a bunch
had professional sharpening done?
Yes.
There's no comparison. You can't even come close. And I don't know that if anybody sharpens scissors, you just go buy new scissors. But if they're expensive scissors, you would. We don't have a sharp knife in our house. We don't own a sharp knife. Every knife we have, if I tried to slit my wrist with them, I'd just end up with a bunch of dents in my wrist and bruises I don't think it would cut through flesh. I'm not kidding. Because nobody cooks, so we don't do that. I see those people dicing on those cooking shows. We cut up little chunks. We don't do that.
Why would you need a sharp knife in your house if you eat out all the time?
Like, we don't. We don't, but every once in a while when I go to look right. for a sharp knife, maybe I just want to cut an apple or something. We don't have one.
You know, I've been dying to tell you this real quick. This whole polka thing that you do?
Yeah.
That's
Bruce Limpress and the all-boy orchestra.
Can I tell you a quick real quick
sure,
story?
Sure, do anything you want.
All right. When I was I used to be a professional hockey announcer. I was a hockey announcer for 10 years.
That almost made somebody sneeze.
Yeah.
You're a private investigator and you were a hockey announcer.
I was a hockey announcer for 10 years. In the American Hockey League for 5 years in Lexington, Kentucky. I was with the San Jose Sharks organization for 9 years. Yeah, that's what
all
I did.
Right.
That's how I got this.
That deserves a round of applause, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. I did hockey play-by-play for a long time. Well, anyway, I went to and called a game one time in St. John, Newfoundland.
Said anyway.
Okay, yeah. St. John, Newfoundland.
Yeah, he did say anyway.
He said
is,
anyway.
Missed it again. Anyway. You know, we need one that says, hey, he missed it again.
Yeah.
That's what we need. Go ahead.
St. John, Newfoundland is a 90-minute plane ride northeast of New York City. I mean, the only way to get, it's the easternmost Canadian province in the country of Canada. The only way to get there is by ferry or boat. And they call it the Rock because it's like a big rock that sticks up out of the ocean. Well, this is like less than 15 years ago. It was about 15 years ago. So I'm in Newfoundland getting ready to call a hockey game that night, that area of my life. This is like in the early 2000s. And I get in a cab. True story. I get in a cab and the cabbies, first of all, the people there, they talk real weird. It's hard to understand to me. It's kind of like, you know, Trevor on crack, you know, they talk like that. Yeah. So I get this cab driver and he goes, oh, you like to listen to our little music, huh? I said, sure, turn something on. And he turns
sounds
on,
Irish.
I swear to God, turns on a polka station.
Oh,
a polka station.
You don't
station.
Get that very oompa, many
oompa, 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 oompa. And I'm like, you know, he's like, is this all good for you? I said, I'm not really into polka. I didn't say polka. I said, that's not really what else you got? He goes, oh, if you don't like that one, here, try this one. And he hits the button on the station. It was another polka station that was playing live polka music. They had two
Where
competing.
Was this?
This is in St. John, Newfoundland. This is in Canada, in eastern Canada.
They're different up there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the top two rated radio stations in the year 2000 in St. John, Newfoundland were polka stations.
Wow.
I actually looked it up on the Rock was like fourth, and there's a country that's like fifth.
Holy
polka was one, and polka was two, and I'm not kidding. I cannot make that up.
No, no, and here's the thing. I almost hate to say this. I like polka music.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Some of it.
I like.
It all sounds kind of all sounds the same to me.
There's a tuba.
Hey,
see, we can. Hey, Bill Clevelin's going to get mad if I make him wait any longer. Let me remind you. Did I talk about Thompson Price?
I think I did.
Oh, let's do that.
Yet.
Thompson Price is a kitchen and bath remodeling company, and there are lots of other companies that do that. Some do it well, some okay, and some not well at all. We don't care about any of those. Well, we'd like to keep you away from the ones that don't know what they're doing, but there are a couple other decent
kitchen and bath places, but we don't care about even the decent ones because the advertisers that keep the show on the air, or the ones that, certainly that were loyal enough to come with us, those are the ones we have to continue to send people to. And when you go there, please tell them your AM and the PM. We're not telling you what to do. We're telling you to include them when you're taking bids, shopping for who's going to do your kitchen or bathroom remodel. Thompson Price. The showroom is in DePere. Same showroom we've always talked about. It's a beautiful showroom. It's about a quarter mile east of 270. If you go down Manchester, be on the left-hand side as you're going east. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes. Please tell them we said, tell them your AM and the PM. They love to hear that, and we love to hear about it. Thompson Price, ThompsonPrice.com. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
Apologies to Bill. Every Thursday he knows he has to go late because of Scott Sherman. Scott didn't get to do his thing Thursday, so he did a makeup show today. He'll be back again this Thursday, and so Bill has been patient. We appreciate it. The Bill we're talking about, of course, is Bill Cleveland, a man who hasn't really been everywhere, but pretty soon he'll be able to say that he has. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Oh, almost 50,000 homes in the St. Louis area in just 14 and a half years have had their windows replaced with Window World windows. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Give it up, please, for Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everyone.
Bill, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You mentioned Scott Sherman. I have to say I was at the library on, Sunday. It was yesterday. And a gentleman came up to me. He goes, "Hey, are you Bill Cleveland?" He goes, "I'm a big fan of the Large Morning Show." And he is a very big fan of Scott Sherman. Said he actually is Scott has helped him out with some legal stuff in the past. He's a huge fan. He knew all kinds of stuff about the show.
No, I've had dozens of emails from people who said Scott has been a tremendous help, either himself or by referring them to somebody. So he'll be helping again Thursday. Where are we going today?
I am actually in the great state of Louisiana as we speak here, and a couple of things. First of all, you forget how friggin' humid it is down here. Yeah. We have the humidity in St. Louis, even in the middle of August at 100 degrees, it's still not as humid as Louisiana, even in the fall, so keep that in mind.
You know that when you say Louisiana, if you say somebody, name me three towns in Louisiana. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Baton Rouge.
Okay.
New Orleans.
And what else?
And,
I'm telling you, after those two, it's like nobody knows the name of another town.
Well, I will tell you, later in the week, I will actually be in a town called Lafayette, Louisiana. Lafayette. Which is known as the nice job, Dan.
Yeah, good. Way to go, Dan. You get it. You got all three.
Known as the happiest city in America. So I'll look forward to telling you a little bit about that. I have to mention, I was going to talk about the state capitol, which is where I'm going to be going tomorrow, but I have to say, I took a 10-hour road trip today. So I left St. Louis at about 5 o'clock in the morning, a little after 5, and I got a book on tape. Have you ever done this? Or the CD, I guess.
CD on tape, yes. We have done it, and it saved our marriage. It makes a trip.
You and I were married?
No, not our marriage. It makes a trip. It cuts it into it seems like it's a fourth as long as it normally would be. It's the greatest way to travel.
I was sort of pessimistic about the whole thing. I didn't want to do it, but I broke down. I said, all right, I'm going to get. So that's why I was at the library yesterday, and I got the Martin Short autobiography.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm only a couple of CDs in, but it is hilarious. He was talking about, Martin Short and Steve Martin are very good friends. Those two, along with Tom Hanks, apparently every 2 years, go and get a colonoscopy together.
Well, who doesn't go with a buddy to do that?
They have a sleepover at Steve Martin's house, the three of these guys. They do the shots of whatever it is that it cleanses you out or whatever.
Right.
He said they play poker. He said they play poker, though usually it's just one guy at the table at a time because they're in the bathroom. He said, and then they all drive together to the doctor's office and get their colonoscopy in separate rooms, but they all do it together.
You know what? I'm glad you told me this because I'm going to get this. I don't like reading a whole book. I'm going to get this thing because we've got a...
Martin Short, I must say, it's called My Life as a Humble Comedy Legend.
Well, we're going to be on the road a little bit in November, and I'm going to get that. I'm glad you told me about that.
All right. Well, I'll just real quickly say I'm in Louisiana all week long, so each day I'll be giving you a little bit of something to do within the state or some interesting things. Tomorrow I'll be at the state capitol, the tallest state capitol in the United States, and it was actually the governor that had the capitol built. Huey Long was assassinated inside the capitol, and there are bullet holes still in the wall from his assassination. Whoa. You can see at the state capitol. So I'll tell you a little bit more about that tomorrow, and folks want to follow me in real time, you can go to Facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad. Be posting some interesting stuff on there. So from almost to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, I'm Bill Cleveland on 590 The Fan.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Thank you. Bill Cleveland, everybody. Courtesy of Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States. I want to thank again Rizzo's Pizza down in South County. Lee May Ferry, Mike Rizzo, had a nice chat with him today. They not only were scheduled to provide lunch for the golf tournament that was scheduled for September 15th, which I'm still hosting for Backstoppers, even though, and this is awkward for them, it's being put on by the old station. And they came through on the 15th and had lunch ready for a lot of people, like 150 people, and then it was canceled. So, again, I don't know. I'll have to ask him, what do you do with food for that many people? I know some of it went back to their radio station. Tim, what? Did she send it to you?
No, you donated it to a food pantry. I did some volunteer work at Circle of Concern down in Valley Park, and that's what a lot of people do with their extra food they have for big barbecues and banquets. They take it down there.
Well, and good for them. It was a lot of work. It was completely charity. They weren't expecting anything for it and hadn't asked for anything for it. And they're told today, this morning, that the rescheduled date is this Friday, and they had not been told that, so they're not going to be able to. It's impossible. They can't have the food ready for this Friday. So I want everybody to know who might have heard that was going to be sponsoring lunch. It is not them dropping the ball in any way. It's that somebody dropped the ball and didn't tell them.
I watched the eclipse from there.
From Rizzo?
Yeah, I was there. My girlfriend Sandy was there. Her daughter met us.
You know, Lauren. I've not been there, but I'm going to go because I like meat sauce with meat in it. Sometimes they say meat sauce. It's just like red sauce. There's no real meat.
Marinara.
Yeah, and I understand they have tremendous meat sauce. So I'm looking forward to that. Had a great day yesterday with my grandson. We caught 3 fish, 4 snakes, a frog, 2 crickets, 2 grasshoppers.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah. Now we have a job opening here, and this is really serious. Most of you listening are not going to qualify for this job, but maybe you know someone who will. We have a sales position open here. Mm-hmm. Sales in radio is somebody who goes out and meets with advertisers and goes, "Hey, how would you like to be on 590 The Fan?" And then they tell them all about the station and what's going on here. And what's about to happen here and is happening here. But you can't come here and say, "Well, I sold Snap-on tools for 6 years." No, you need to have radio sales experience in this town for, let's say, 5 or 10 years at least. Know this market, know the advertisers. And I'm just going to tell you something. This is a place where the owner of this station, whatever it takes, whatever it needs, that's what he's putting into it, and that's what he's willing to put into you, whoever you are. So I know you're listening, because for as long as I've been doing this, I have been told by other radio stations they assign salespeople to listen to this show so they can try to steal the advertisers. It has never worked. Never. I've never lost an advertiser because KRBRWXYZ called and said, "Hey, if you'll dump the Frank Opinion thing, we'll sell you." It doesn't work. But I know you're listening because they assign people. So if you're listening and you work for Clear Channel or Emmis or Hubbard or any of these stations, these conglomerates, rather, that are unloading properties and selling stations, and your future may not look too secure, why don't you consider coming over here? Now, this is where I should have contact information, but if you have half a brain, you'll figure out how to get a hold of this place. You'll call somebody here, you'll go online, you'll email, And you'll say, I am the man or the woman for that job, that sales position. I'll have specific information for you by tomorrow. Larry Connors follows us. If you've not had a chance to hear him yet, he's one of the few TV people that I've ever heard who knows how to do a radio show. It is very, I want to say entertaining. Sometimes it's not so much entertaining, it's just interesting. And he works really hard at it. And I'm thrilled to death that he's on the following us. Happy Columbus Day. Enough about that. As Bill would say, who cares? Because it really is true, who cares? And Scott Sherman will be back Thursday. That's his regularly scheduled day to help people. And one last thing for all the people who want to make such a big deal about guns, and now it's the whole bump stock thing. Ooh, well, I've had a bump stock for about 8 years. Never killed a bunch of people. Do I think it's necessary? No, I don't. If they got rid of them, it wouldn't bother me. But for all the people who seem to get so outraged at the number of people killed by guns, let's do an update here. Let's see. Since the Vegas thing, 240 people have been killed by drunk drivers. Not 59, 240. Yes. And I don't hear any outrage or any cry for tougher legislation for drunk drivers. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
On my list of jokes that you folks sent to me, it started with us wanting 11 for the final 11 days at the old station. I said, send me, Joe, we'll pick the best 11. I got about 40 sent in, and they're all good. So we're going to go through those jokes the first month or two here, and this is one. And what I did is I made the list of jokes that more than one person sent in. Let's say five people all said, this is my favorite. That goes on the list. And this is one that was sent in by several people, and it's about the gold bar. Tim, do you know the gold bar joke?
No.
Not gold bar like a bar of gold, but a place to go to get to drink.
No.
You never heard it. Mm-mm. I think you'll like it. This guy comes home about 3 o'clock in the morning, and he'd been warned many, many times by his wife. Look, she's not going to, if you come in late like that, you come in after midnight, I'm leaving you. And sure enough, he comes in about 3 o'clock. Now, when I do a drunk impression, I always like to belch, so don't be offended. But I don't know, it's funnier than the hiccup thing to me. Belching is funnier. So the guy comes in about 3 o'clock in the morning, and she's waiting up for him. She says, well, that's it. That's it. I told you, and I made it clear. Coming here after midnight again, this marriage is over. He says, well, honey, he says, just a minute. Just let me explain something. He says, You'd have to understand where I was and how special it was. She goes, what are you talking about? He says, it's a new place, and it's called the Gold Bar. Almost everything is gold. And she says, really? And you just got home, and how far away is this place? He says, like half an hour. She says, and they're open until 2:30? He goes, I think they're open like all night and day. Everything is gold. It's a gold bar. And I couldn't leave because I was just fascinated. The bars, stools, the shafts, it's like solid gold. And utensils are all gold. They're the forks and the gold, and knives are gold, and spoons are all gold, like 18 karat gold. And she said, really? Really? And you expect me to give me, I'm not finished. The doorknobs to the front door and the bathrooms are 18 karat gold. She said, no kidding. He goes, yeah, and it's even better. The toilet bowls, yeah, they're gold, sitting on gold. She said, do you happen to have a number for this place? He says, yeah, right. I got a book of matches right here. So she hands it. Sure enough, it says Gold Bar. So she calls the place. And somebody answers, Gold Bar. She says, yeah, my husband came in really, really late and said he just couldn't tear himself away because according to him, and he's pretty drunk, your place is pretty much everything is gold. He says even the bar stool, the shaft, instead of like silver, is gold. He said, that's right. They're 18 karat gold. She says, well, he says the silverware, that's not silver, it's goldware, knives, forks, spoons. He said, they're 18 karat gold. She says, so he's telling the truth when he says the knobs, like the doorknob to the front door, knobs to the bathroom, he says they're 18 karat gold. She says, oh. And according to him, the toilet seats are gold. He says, what was that? She says, he says the toilet bowl, the seats are gold. He says, ma'am, can you hang on for a second? And he turns, he goes, hey, Fred, I think we found the guy who took a dump in your tuba. No, this is where you hit the Mike Evans music, remember? This is Mike Evans. Remember, we just talked about this.
We did. Sorry, I got a little confused.
Uh-huh. Tell him your name. What is your name?
Blimey.
Mm-hmm. Blimey got confused. Let's go to Mike
Don't
Evans.
Be confused.
And before I introduce him, I just got a text from Tom Senior and Annie Guns. Bertarelli sharpens all of the knives in Annie Guns.
Ooh.
Yeah. Where I would think sharp knives are pretty important. We're going to Southern California and check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Guns. How about that? Annie Guns Restaurant. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. They are both east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. You will need reservations at Annie Guns for dinner. You just will. It's that popular. And they're closed today, not because it's Columbus Day, because it's Monday. They're both closed every Monday. Annie Guns and Smokehouse Market. Gift cards are always a good idea. They sell thousands every year. Now from the Coachella Valley in Southern California, here is Mike Evans. Hey, how did it go when you were on here Friday? How'd it go?
Went good.
Yeah, for those who don't know, even though we're not on Friday, Mike is on Friday with the show on the After Sports Show, which you know a lot about, so it's a perfect fit.
Yeah, everything went great. Guys are great. Everything went great.
Good.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving in Canada, in case anybody's listening in Canada.
It is?
And, of course, on the Internet, they can be listening everywhere.
Well, hold on a minute. I didn't know that. Thanksgiving in Canada is different than it is here?
Yes, today.
I never knew that.
Yeah. It's one of the strange holidays. They have so many holidays that are also the same day, but they might call them something different.
Okay.
Like Memorial Day here is Queen Day there.
Mm.
Yeah. And happy Columbus Day, everybody.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah. All week long, the pop quiz theme are celebrities who can't. So today, name the name of the celebrity who can't sleep, needs medications every night. Jessica Simpson, John Voight.
Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, please. John Voight, Matt Lauer, Kevin James. Yeah, Limey's just a ball dropper.
Oh,
if he's playing football, he'd have the most fumbles ever. He's ball dropping.
That's tough love.
Is Mike Evans a big drinker?
Yeah, sometimes he is. But
once in a while.
He doesn't drive.
Come on over here. I'll show you something. Court docket and sad ending. Glee star Mark Salling, who was arrested for possession of child pornography 2 years ago, has quietly agreed to a plea bargain, sending him to prison for 20 years.
I'm not much on Glee. Which one was he?
He was sort of the good-looking one, the football player guy.
The boyfriend of what's-her-name, Leah Michelle?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, that one died a couple years ago. He was the one that had the mohawk.
He had a mohawk.
Football or something like that.
Okay.
You know what? Yeah, I know which one he was. And I hate to admit this, I didn't really watch Glee, but I watched a couple because every once in a while they do a song that was really good. But I know which one he was.
Case papers were sealed. I understand that they found over 6,000 images of child pornography.
I can't wait till somebody beats him to death in there.
Mark got his break, ironically enough, in the 1996 film Children of the Corn.
Oh,
that's
man.
The first movie he was ever in.
Wow.
The Florida Attorney General, Pam Bondi. Give her a turn. She is gorgeous. Just hot little blonde. She's the Attorney General in Florida. She's filed paperwork in Nevada to deny O.J. Simpson from moving to her state. Well, she got great legs, but she doesn't have a legal leg to stand on this. O.J. will be going out there next week.
Yeah, I wondered if that was possible. I didn't think you could do that.
No. Funny shop talk, radio shop talk. Harold Cosell once said, "You radio people are so simple. An industry of D-minus students."
Why did he say it trying to sound like somebody else?
Please, please. Well, at a small market station last week, there was a promotion and promoting that former boxer Jerry Cooney was coming to the station for an interview. But the copy person misspoke Cooney. It was on the air, being reported, staff calling friends, people in town excited. Word was out that George Clooney was coming to the station.
Big difference. Oh. Big difference.
And discussed the program director at a meeting goes, "How in the world did you think George Clooney would be coming to our stupid little radio station?"
Well, I just watched Jerry Cooney on YouTube the other night. I got on there and I found where they have a thing. It's like 20 greatest knockouts ever. So I start watching all these boxing knockouts, and his was one of them that was on there.
He was being knocked out.
Yeah.
Oh, man, his nose was...
Oh, my goodness, he looked like he'd been knocked out 50 times.
There's only one person in boxing I ever saw had a worse nose. Chuck Wepner.
Oh.
I don't know who that is. That,
He fought Ali, too. New York Post headlines, I got three of them. They're all related to this dirty Harvey Weinstein, who's just a horrible person. I've known that forever. He was a horrible person. But nobody ever would dare say anything against Harvey Weinstein. First headline in the New York Post says, "Meet Harvey Weinsleys."
That's good.
Stories regarding the sexual activity on the casting couch screened more Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, that's even better. Weinstein.
And stressing that he's in real hot water, the third headline screened Harv Boiled. What a shame. Shame on gutless Saturday Night Live. They didn't go after him.
No, not him,
because he's one of their guys.
You bet he is. And is this really a big surprise to anybody that there have been starlets through the years that would go, "Okay, I'll take a shower with you, or I'll massage you, or you can do this to me or that to me if you make me a big star"? Is that a big shock to anybody?
No, it shouldn't be. You know the first studio that he ever opened, he started?
No.
Named after his parents, Miramax.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Yeah, his mother was another name, was nicknamed Mirror, and his dad was named Max, and they put it together. That he owned Miramax Studios.
He's one of those guys, though, if you look at, he looks dirty even if he's clean. He just is a dirty-looking guy.
Well, he also has a place up here at Bighorn, and I know some caddies up there, and they've told me, yeah, he's a member, and the word is that he's going to play. Caddies rightfully leave. They don't want nothing to do with him.
Wow.
Not a good guy. And finally.
Oh, boy.
The sad part of the show, Franco. Oh,
no, there's certain people that when you hear, like the Subway guy, when you hear he's a pedophile, you go, "Well, okay." It's not a surprise because they just look, there's something just wrong when you looked at him anyway. And that's like with Weinstein. He just looks like a sleazeball.
He is a sleazeball. Question is, name the name of the celebrity who can't today sleep. Needs meds every night. Jessica Simpson, John Voight, Matt Lauer, Kevin James.
I will start with Limey.
Kevin James.
Wow. I'll also go Kevin James.
Tim Woodburn.
I'll go Kevin James also.
I'm going to go Lauer.
Oh, you stupid ignorant.
Oh.
Jessica Simpson.
Oh.
By the way, are there celebrities that have the same problems not being able to sleep? Madonna and Miley Cyrus.
I can help her sleep.
Yeah. Get one look at you, she go find us on to sleep right then there.
Sure.
You want to do it? You want to do it? You want to put yourself back in and not in it?
Yeah. Whatever. Whatever he just said. Mike Evans from Southern. This is all new to Tim Woodburn. He sits over here and he has a look on his face like, "What the heck am I in here? What kind of show is this?"
Mike Evans is
Mike is a wine drinker, and he doesn't drive.
Yeah.
He's home now. It's the end of a long day for him. He gets up about 2:30, so this is his evening. You know,
drink. And OJ
is he an insider?
What does that mean?
Right. Like, is he like well connected in Hollywood?
No, he wants you to think he is. Yeah. I don't think he's really well connected. Yeah. Boy, if he heard me say that, he'd be mad.
Yeah.
He's better connected than we are. Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way.
But OJ actually saved his life.
Oh, we
got to
tell Tim. We'll tell you that story one day.
Okay.
If you mention OJ, he loves OJ, not because he cut somebody's head off and killed the other person, but because they kept him out of prison.
You know, when I was interviewing for this job with John Hadley, the station general manager, they were talking about O.J.
Oh, hold on. He's not the general, man. Don't give him that.
Well, what is he?
We don't know.
He's the head guru here.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, when O.J. Simpson was about to be released from prison, he was talking about, or there was talk about him launching his own talk show.
Woo.
And I asked John Hadley on air when I did a couple audition shows for the station back in August. And I asked him on the air, I said, would you consider running that show on this station? And he looked at me and paused for about a nanosecond. He goes, absolutely.
Everybody would listen.
I know.
If you're
that's my point.
Yeah, we were the only station that had it,
right.
I promise you people would listen.
I guarantee it.
Now, real quickly, after the trial was over, somebody, I don't remember who at the station where I was, came to me and said, You have an opportunity to interview OJ.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want it? And I said, yeah. And they said, but you can't talk about the murder.
Oh.
And I said, no. That's all I want to talk about. What am I going to talk about? Him, the Heisman Trophy? I don't know anything about that stuff.
Right.
I think you would be chastised, criticized, raked over the coals for airing that show. Yet everybody would be listening, at least for a while. Until they realized it had no substance. No, I agree with you. I think everybody's listened too. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns Restaurant, where their knives are all sharpened by Bertarelli Cutlery. That's an interesting little tidbit we learned today. Next door is the Smokehouse. They're closed on Monday. And you need a reservation for dinner at Annie Guns. Gift cards, always a good idea. First Community Credit Union. This is where I do all my banking. This is where I'd like for you to do all your banking. I haven't come down too hard on the people in the room here yet. That's coming. Anybody in this room who's banking anywhere else, we'll get them. We'll get on them pretty soon. First Community Credit Union is a place to bank. That's it. And in many ways, it doesn't make it any difference than any other place to bank, except the word bank is not in the name. But here's what makes the difference. You're a member. You're not just a customer. You are a member. And I forgot who it was that says membership has its privileges. American Express or somebody used to have that slogan. And this has its privileges, too, because the rates are automatically very competitive. You never have to worry about whether keeping up with somebody else's rates or somebody has lower rates, especially car loans. Car loans is a big reason a lot of people initially have gone to First Community Credit Union. And apparently a lot of people are doing that because it is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with 43 locations. It is also the exclusive sponsor of the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, with your host, Scott Sherman. First Community Credit Union, a great place to bank and a huge supporter of this show and a big part of how it's even and why it's even on the air. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. I never realized the great separation in the beginning of this song, the left and right.
Really? Yeah, that's back when stuff was still like
it. Turn that up a little bit.
There you go.
I probably wouldn't know any other song they did except this. But it's pretty good. You say that you are mine. All right, week number two. I'm glad that Tim Woodburn is on board. He's an interesting guy.
Thank you.
I am. You do a good newscast, and you have an interesting life, and for those who missed Thursday, and some people did because the app didn't work and the phones didn't work, you told us a really interesting story. And we'll talk about it again some other time about your past and something that happened and how you're making that right. After we leave here, 6 o'clock, Larry Connors comes on board. Now, Larry Connors is capable of doing any kind of show. It could be political, which I know particularly. I've had enough of that. I everywhere you turn, it's politics, politics, politics. But he could do anything. If you said, Larry, do a show on the most popular toilet seat that's installed now in new homes. I mean, he'd just research and he'd do it. And he'd have 2 hours on it. So if you haven't heard him, I would strongly urge you, if you're, you know, still going to be in the car even after you get home, to listen to Larry Connors, 6 to 8 o'clock tonight, every night, and probably the best prepared radio guy that I've ever worked with, or certainly among the best prepared. Tomorrow morning in the 8 o'clock hour, I will be really be a fish out of water. I will be in here with, it's Tim McKernan and Doug Vaughn. There's somebody else in here in the morning.
Jim Hayes.
I'm going to be in here at 8 o'clock, the 8 mm-hmm. o'clock hour. I have no idea why, except Tim asked me to do it, and I said, sure, I'll do it. So I can almost guarantee you that one thing we won't be talking about is sports, unless they want to ask me about the only two sports that I've ever participated in, and they're golf and pickleball.
Golf's not a sport.
Oh, here we go.
Golf's a game. It's not a sport.
Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, what's a sport? Oh my
yeah,
goodness.
This is the old Kevin Slayton thing. I don't care. It's not a sport. Race car driving in a circle, that's not a sport. And you say golf.
No, race car driving is a sport. You know what my definition of the difference between a game and a sport is?
Yeah, you make a lot of people mad saying golf's not a sport.
It's not. If you have any chance of getting better at it by the beer, it's a game. Okay. There's a lot of people that get better by the beer at golf.
Okay, well,
you don't get better by the beer at track and field.
The only two things that I could talk about that's okay, whether or not some would say sport or not, is pickleball and golf. And
right.
I'm pretty good at pickleball, and I'm horrible at golf, and I haven't picked up a golf club since this tournament that we're doing this Friday was done last year. That's the last golf ball I ever hit. Mm-hmm. And I can't really play because I have a herniated disc. Thank goodness I have a minute, right? 1 minute? Thank goodness I have an excuse for the first time. The other time, it was just, I'm a horrible, crappy golfer. I was in a car accident. Wow, it's coming up on a year, last November, mm-hmm. that I haven't said a lot about because there's some, like, lawyer stuff. But I got hit really hard, and I've got a herniated disc. So this time around, I go, boy, you know, I'd love to tee off with you, but herniated disc. And what was embarrassing for me when I played was I can't drive the ball very far. I hit like an 88-year-old guy. Just,
and you even hit from the women's tees.
120. Be quiet, Dan. 120 feet or yards, rather.
Yeah.
And then everybody else, 280. Yeah. 300. Not me. But straight is the key. And this Friday, I look forward to meeting everybody who is there for the makeup date for the tournament that was supposed to take. It's a tournament. It's not even really a tournament. It's supposed to be September 15th. It'll be this Friday at Normandy Golf Club. So look forward to that. Thank you all for being with us. We'll be back here tomorrow. Larry Connors coming up next. Have a great Monday evening. Thank a cop every chance you get.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.